If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, March 18th, 2025.
Hello, hello.
The day after.
Oh, that, yeah, that was, oh, well.
The day after.
I should have been a lot meaner to somebody yesterday than I actually was.
Oh.
Why?
Because they text me. They're like, hey, you're in the know. I don't know why they said this. You're in the know about what's around town. What's going on tonight?
Oh, man. No, yes.
Did you tell them what was going on tonight?
Did you send them a link to google.com?
I sent a guess. About a place, like, I'm like, maybe something's going on at the local Irish pub.
Is it somebody that has lived here for some time, or are they new to the area?
No, as far as I know, they've been here for years and years.
Then that's just, you know what? God bless.
I'm not connected to the scene, brother.
You know, I know. I go back and forth with that stuff about, like,
I don't know.
The availability of information versus... Like the other day, I'll give you a good example. And I didn't, this wasn't like a bad situation, just an example. My mom asked me something about, what was the event? It wasn't the Super Bowl. It was something since then, but anyway.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. My mom sits generally always within screaming distance of a smart speaker connected to the internet that you can order stuff on.
Oh, she's got more than one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's needed. Yeah. So, whatever it was she asked me, might have been the inauguration now that I think about it. Anyway, whatever it was, some kind of national big event. What time does that come? She calls me to ask me that. I'm kind of like I just, you know, went through my mind real quick, like, you could just ask that box right there beside you. But then it was like, well, no, she wanted to talk to her baby. I mean, down deep, right?
Yeah, that's what it was.
She's like, what's a way I can... It's like somebody trying to ask somebody out. You're like, oh, she never said yes or no about going out, but what's something else? I'd send her a funny video. You know, it's not saying nothing about dating again. Just a little funny video, you know? Something to get in there, the crawl.
I got my son in Echo. I thought I'd have to force it on him.
Oh, no.
I'm like, you can play thunderstorm sounds on it. You can play music on it. He's like, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, without that thing, I would have likely been fined by the company again for being late.
Does your son play video games?
Yeah, he plays video games. But
that's why.
And like his music, he's like, I don't really care to stream the music through it.
Because he doesn't want you to hear what he's listening to?
Nah, it's not even that. It's just like, I don't think those impress kids.
Mm-mm,
if you would have given me one of his age, I'd be like, oh, my God. This is great. I love mine now.
And you know what sucks is it was such an important part of my childhood, but yet no pictures survive of me with my jam box on my shoulder.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I can see it now, though.
I can tell you every sticker that was on it where. And, I mean, it was... such a big important. I mean, it was an older one, obviously.
Double tape deck.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why.
So you record, right?
Well, yeah. Okay, so that's true. I did have a microphone that I hooked it up to, but like, I literally, like, dude, Christmas morning, I got that thing out of the box. I don't remember what tape I threw in, and I lit in on Christmas morning. And Poe Mill decided to get up and put my jam box on my shoulder and walk around the neighborhood.
That's awesome.
And I would have been 8 or 9, maybe 10.
The baby.
Oh yeah, I would have been like 10 years old. Just to, and you know, you've seen pictures of what I looked like then. Probably wearing some kind of a pair of Cougars. I never had Nikes till I got into middle school.
Good choice, Fat Boy.
Pumas.
I would have Cougars. Yeah, Cougars from Pick and Pay. And, you know.
Ass Mole's got Cougars on.
Yeah.
Let's hang them up by the shorts.
Call him.
Ass Mole, that's what they called me. That was in, dude, that was like fifth grade. I mean, those kids were like, maybe that was my influence for being, I like puns and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And this
yeah.
one kid, because I have a mole right in the crack of my ass. And, yeah, I mean, it's trust me, it sucks.
It's
you
well
have
known.
To explain to people.
Hercules Grandpa.
I did wipe well. It's a mole.
It's crafted.
I don't know if that's a mole, ass mole.
It is. You want to touch it and see? see if you can rub it off.
You know, the
and I have an elongated crack anyway, so.
It's pretty long.
Yeah. It's the, tall.
When this guy was asking me, I also wanted to say, it's also Monday night, so. Do you really want to go out and party?
Right. Yes.
Even if you don't have anything going on the next day, still Monday night.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, if you're one that would go and, you know, because generally speaking, most people aren't going to go out and get trashed on a weeknight. That's just generally.
It's
now,
hard to get up in the morning.
A lot of you are like, bull crap. But I just mean most people. Most people aren't doing that. So
you got to recover. Rest. Recover.
I the same way with, like, hiking. I went again yesterday, and dude, it's like the
what a pretty day it was.
Well, I did forget that spring break started, so there was youngins about, but
oh,
they were
yeah,
they
right.
were respectful.
Well, that's good.
Anywhere you got to pay an admission fee, generally speaking, like a park or whatever. If it's a free park, you know, yeah, whoa, watch out. You don't know what you're gonna get into. A free park. I mean, there might be people pushing buggies around in there, doing things for blow. or vice versa.
Hey man, let's go behind this tree.
But there it's usually, you know. So anyway, most people in that thing, again, thank God for the schedule, but most people, you know, that's weekend stuff. And then everybody's there. So the point is, if you're an alcoholic and drink every night, last night I would have stayed in, and then tonight
you make up for it.
Go tear it up, because you're going to have more of a more space.
Yeah, some people are, you know, about that life.
Yeah.
Or it's alcohol and.
But not to the point where they'll just do it at home by themselves, though.
No. They feel like they got to drink with somebody else.
Well, and that's because, like, movies and pop culture or whatever's kind of, like, made you think that. Like, now, if you drink by yourself at home, you have a real problem. I disagree. I think you're safe. I think you're safe about it. You're not going to, like, you're around a bunch of people. Fisticuffs could ensue. Now, I've gotten in the fight with doors and stuff in my home when I've been drunk.
Oh, damn.
Hit the door. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember the one time I concussed myself trying to run to the bathroom to beat the microwave buzzer?
Couldn't
oh,
do
boy.
It.
I didn't do it. I was on my way back. I clearly would have gone to make it. Because I heard the ding, ding, ding. I knew how many I had. I had 45 to get to the bathroom. And as soon as I came around that corner, boom.
Take you longer than that to find it. Then you got to pee.
That was. What is HR's email address?
I'm pretty sure I got blocked from it. It don't work anyway.
They filter your name out in all the emails.
They
just sends it right
selective.
To John.
Is it true that when three women get together, a bottle of wine magically appears?
Oh,
well, three bottles if you're good friends.
Oh God, I love how there's like decorum to the whole. House visit. Like, if you go to a house party, you got to take alcohol.
Well, okay. So I thought you were going to say housewarming. Like, break
oh, that's
that
worse.
Down. I know. And I've had them before.
like, that's the reason people
I've only
have
had
them.
It one time.
A housewarming party?
Yeah.
Do they give you gifts?
Yeah, you. Oh, come on, you're a woman.
Well, I was.
You asking me these innocent questions?
That's the only reason they do them, is to get stuff.
It's dude. Yes. It's and like even with a wedding shower, I get that's a nice little thing. Especially now, if they're already rich when they get married, you're like, oh. It's yeah. like with Jug's wedding. So anyway. I mean, like, let's break it down right now. If you've went to one of those where it's like, man, I'm really believing in this couple right here. I want to maybe make a slight investment in their future. Not a lot of money, you know, like, yeah. I want to. But then somebody's already got, like, the Temptations grandsons are there performing. Or maybe they just call themselves regular Temptations still, but I think it's their grandsons at this point. They're up there performing, you know. Let's welcome Billy Ray Cyrus. Ooh. To do the...
oh, damn.
The eulogy. Not eulogy. What is it called?
The...
I don't know.
Wedding song?
I'm just saying they've put a lot of money into it, and then there you are with your meager gift. They're all wrapped the same with that gold stripe around it and the little... little gold, little round sticker goes on top. They all look the same. So we got you the toaster.
Dang it, man. You know there are people that have tricks to giving gifts. They're just like hacks they do. I don't know what they are because it's just easier to just get a gift and give it.
My mom would sometimes, I forget, I think it was crock pots, that anytime
you got holes in them?
No. Oh, dude. That's, you know what? There's people that don't know that term. I don't know if I think crock pot's like national.
Should
I'm
be.
I'm sure it is. But young kids might go, crock pot.
Crocs makes pots.
They keep the stuff in there. So
dumbass kids.
Anytime my mom would see a crock pot on sale anywhere, she'd buy it because in case there was a wedding coming up. I mean, I'm serious. She was a hallway closet that had crock pots in them.
Damn.
2 to 3 at a time.
Wow.
New crock pot. Anytime service merchandise or Alexander's, that was a big go-to for her. She'd go get the crock pots. Somebody's going to get married, and then I'm going to need a crock pot.
You want to get people going on the conversation, talk about appliances or fuzzy crocs. They love fuzzy crocs.
Yeah.
There's people that are like, I'll never wear crocs. And then the other people that are like, if you get the fuzzy crocs, you'll change your tune.
Well, I am one of those. I did that. I had the regular Crocs, and I wore them for a whole summer, like doing water stuff, and you know, it's one of them that just becomes part of your foot, like it's just there all the time. Even God. When you shower, they're up right there to slide right into the minute you get out and everything. And
why did we think
my
of that?
Feet were, I want to say F word so bad, right? My feet were so screwed up wearing them, but then when I got the fuzzy ones.
Dude,
I mean, I look like I don't give a damn, and it shows.
You know how dirt cheap those suckers are to make?
Oh, I can't imagine.
There's like rubber blocks with holes in them.
The Yeezy ones, like I saw a video online, the Yeezy, whatever, they were not called clogs, whatever those were called, where it looked like.
You know, I will stay away from those now.
I don't even know what you describe it looked like. Looked like some kind of expanding foam that somebody sprayed on your foot and it just started puffing up a little bit. That's what
like
those were like.
Like great stuff used to be.
But literally, that's what it was. They pour this chemical into this mold, which is unlikely how they make most things, but it just looked weird that it just rose like a yeast roll, and then he would sell them for like $300-$400.
Yeast roll.
Don't give him any ideas.
I don't want to even mention him now.
Yeast.
That sucker's officially lost his mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he called me a dickhead on Instagram like 5 years ago. I screenshot it, and it's like, man, thank you. That's so cool.
Like, he's beyond reclamation at this point.
Yeah. But, you know, like, what if Picasso had X, you know? Or what if any of the people that were, like, very wild thinkers had access to that stuff? We have diaries and stuff, but who knows what's been redacted. That's the word of the moment, redacted.
Yeah.
Everybody loves saying redacted.
But what if you're Diddy and you're like, the only person on my side is arguably a nut?
Well, I don't know.
I guess you'll take friends where you can get them, but still.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I don't know, man.
If all that's real. If that voicemail is real.
Like, you remember the thing I told you, the rabbit hole I went into on YouTube over the weekend, Fat Boy, about the Tonight Show?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's talkable on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. People love the hole. I mean, they do it a lot.
Well, the rabbit hole that you go through when you're whatever. So YouTube is that's the algorithm. Like that sucker knows. Now, sometimes if you go look up a video on one thing, like when I was putting that damn TV stand together, Fat Boy, I went and watched the video. Well, then it starts shooting me a bunch of videos about how to put this together. I don't even own that. And I don't trust your videos anymore. But you look up one thing and it leads you to all these other videos. So I was watching a Tonight Show episode with Johnny Carson from years ago with Don Rickles and several others, and it was kind of spicy and it was kind of fun to watch. Well, it popped up with Richard Pryor was on the Tonight Show, and I'm like, oh, wow, I want to watch this. I freaking love Richard Pryor. So I watch it. It was kind of chill. Well, then it led the next video led me to Richard Pryor appearing on the Tonight Show after the big fire, when he caught himself on fire.
Oh, yeah.
And see, on that, they don't really allude to it. Some people say he was smoking crack and it exploded. Some accounts say he poured liquor all over himself and set himself on fire and ran down the street.
God, it might have been both, actually.
It might have been both. So, you know, you got a subdued Richard Pryor or whatever. And Johnny Carson, or Richard Pryor, was saying, Johnny called me like every other day, just check on me, and that, you know, that's more than some of my close friends did and all this stuff. And during all this, I go and I look up Richard Pryor. Something, I was like, how many kids did he have? So I look at, he had like, dude was married 5, 6, 7 times.
I didn't even know that.
Richard Pryor was. Twice to the same women. So odd. He had like 5 or 6 kids. And one of them wrote a book and had all these people of the time, of Richard Pryor's time, agreeing that Richard Pryor was bisexual.
What, a kid wrote the book? I only know the one famous guy.
It was one of the kids, they didn't write the book, but it was with their
blessings.
Or whatever.
Daddy was gay.
Well, see, so he's got one daughter that is a stand-up comedian, and she's like, that's bullcrap, it never happened. So I'm reading on this, and I was like, then I'm like, what are you gay with? Like, that, anyone have known? Like, who are you gay with? So I started looking it up, and dude, site after site, and again, the internet is nothing more than regurgitation of the same crap. One person, now with AI, they just change the words around, it's the same crap. But a lot of these were saying that Richard Pryor was in a gay relationship with Marlon Brando.
Oh, gosh. That's random.
So I have paused the interview with Richard Pryor after the fire. And Johnny Carson was saying, you know, I know you're a big boxing fan, and whatever big boxing match was on the other night, I thought about you, and I called you, and you know, because I knew you didn't get to go to the fight.
Yeah, a big fight, right, Ed?
There's a big boxing match on TV.
He says, but then you told me that Brando had sent over a closed circuit television for you to watch the boxing match. And then they keep mentioning Brando and more about Marlon Brando. And then it hit me.
God,
Marlon Brando was Superman's daddy in the movie, right?
Yep.
Who the hell ended up in Superman 3 with really no sense making at all?
Richard Pryor.
God, is that where they met?
I don't know, man.
Or he got him the job.
I don't know. Or he got him the job. I know. I was just like, look at this. What the internet does to you. Just sends you down this rabbit hole of craziness. And then, you know, apparently some transgendered person wrote a book about having a year-long relationship with Richard Pryor. And he knew and just... wild, man.
Evidently, that's still a thing that goes on, you know, behind closed doors.
I know. I mean,
A-list people, too.
I was just like, wow, you know? Because, you know, a lot of the humor he would make would be, like, not anti that per se, but making fun of it quite a bit. I was floored.
The Diddy accusations and the freak-offs are, like, a lot of the times he was, like, watching other men and...
Yeah.
Shuffling himself.
That's wild, man.
But his kids there too.
That is gross.
They were running some of that stuff.
It's
allegedly
sick.
According to the one account, you had to get slippers to get into the mansion. the main party, and then the sons were giving out the slippers.
Mm. Well, you know, he's just not giving them the money. You know.
What are we doing?
Gotta earn your inheritance.
I know. I want to read those books. Oh. Diddy Kids books. All right. No transition for this. Jeremy Clements will be in studio today.
Hey.
So maybe we'll get his opinion on that.
Top 20 in points.
Yeah. He's, I got some... I'm going to try to get him to talk racing today.
You got to try.
You don't like to.
Anytime anybody knows he's going to be on the show, like, hey, ask him about this. And I'm like, all right. And then he just doesn't want to talk about it.
Like he does it so much, he just doesn't want to in here, which I guess I get. Yeah, you know?
I guess. So he'll be in here 8 o'clock Eastern time. And then we'll do all the other fun stuff too. Paige, what is up in the Flex?
Well, a guy pulled a gun in a bar, but he had a good reason. I'll tell you why he did that in Your Eyes Guys headlines. Also, we got another thing that we're working on. Chewing on this might help you focus.
Say ambitious.
All that more coming up in Your Eyes Guys.
What to do, two stories?
In Your Eyes Guys headlines. I'm going to try to get to two.
I hope you do.
I hope I do.
Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys Morning.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
We begin with headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we go to Florida with our first story with a 34-year-old man who decided to pull a gun at a bar last weekend. He got upset because this wasn't working.
His favorite bartender. Server. Alcohol liaison, whatever you call it.
What bar? Was it Chili's? Because they got those games you can play.
On the table?
Yeah. Like, well, you can also pay that way, too.
I'll tell you, he is a 34-year-old man named Aaron Jablonski. He was at the Overtime Sports Bar around 2:30 a.m.
Overtime.
I always love those. There's the 19th hole.
Thursday.
After hours.
The fifth quarter.
So he was apparently furious because the karaoke machine wasn't working. Oh. Damn it. I wanted to sing my song. So he stormed out. And that wasn't just one thing that he did. He got really, really pissed off.
No flagrant fouls. Flush the toilet.
And that's when another karaoke fan tried to
dunk your junk.
Get him to cool down. And Aaron was not in the mood. So he pulled a gun out of his waistband.
I love that term. It's waistband.
He pointed it at the other man and shouted, "I don't effing care."
Ooh. Farting.
Well, someone called the cops. And when they showed up, Aaron still had the gun. And witnesses say they saw him waving the gun around and firing off a round, but nobody was hurt, thankfully. All over karaoke. So he was arrested on two felony charges. Aggravated assault and possession of a firearm by a felon. He has a rap sheet that includes convictions for DUI and disorderly conduct.
It's not called a menu, it's a playbook.
Theft and two separate incidences of battery on a police officer. Whoopsie.
Double wing. You know what sucks is like the women that have to go to the bars because like they gotta learn these. This one bar I won't mention. Excuse me. They got to learn a whole code like before they get date raped so they can like warn the guy off.
Oh, yeah. There's several where you, yeah.
But it's not easy to memorize some of this stuff.
Like, Paige, what is it? Let's see if Paige knows. What is the drink you order to tell the bartender you think you just got roofied or he's being too aggressive or whatever?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, guys, have your way with Paige.
You know what I mean? That's all it is. I don't either, but it's like you see it in the bathroom. Who's going to remember it?
I don't normally set my drink down and go leave anything there. Like, I don't leave my purse anywhere because I've had situations. Not that anybody roofied me, but I've left things and they were stolen. So,
how do you know, like, it's about to take effect and you're like, oh no, I got hit?
I've also gotten drunk before where I thought things had been ripped off from me and then only to find it 2 or 3 weeks later.
In
my soul, I would say, Lord, I'm sorry that I thought it was so-and-so that stole that.
But you can't, you know, contact him again and tell him what really happened.
I told you. That's worse. You'd just rather just run with it than to hear that. I told you.
I had put my stuff down in my seat, and I had this Russian sailor hat that I was wearing. That was really cool.
What?
All the way.
Russian?
It was
Wait
Russian.
A minute.
Well, when I worked for a TV station, I worked hard.
Over in October.
The CCTV?
Mm-mm. No, the show went to Russia. And so when they came back, they gave me the hat. And so I kind of wore this out one night with my little leather outfit. But I had it under my coat, but somebody took my hat. At a bar.
Oh, I take Russian hat.
Which is really, really kind of hurt my feelings because I worked so hard and I didn't get to go because I was, you know, the producer that was left behind working.
Yeah.
While they were there.
Man.
It was really kind of cool when they went there.
It's a total fabrication.
Somebody took the hat, man.
Took her Russian sailor hat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a Popeye the sailor hat, Paige. I'm American.
You have a corn cob pipe that goes with it?
Kind of different.
She's Vladimir the Sailor Man.
Toot toot. I eat from garbage can.
Toot toot.
I'm trying to see if I can.
I'm strong to the finish.
Finish.
Because I invade Ukraine.
See, look.
Yeah, well, I know what they look like. I've seen Sailor Moon before, the anime.
It was just kind of cute. Anyways.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Russian sailor.
No, Mr.
Man.
Gorbachev, put the wall back up.
I piss in garbage can.
Well, at the time, you know, I was working for a business.
She made Jeff convert to Russian. Did you notice that?
No. He even has, like, Russian uncles he didn't know about.
I know.
Yeah.
And cousins. I don't know if they're on speaking terms, though.
I think they are.
Anywho. Let's talk about chewing on this. might help you focus.
Hang on now.
Damn it.
You really did get that puff.
Oh, howdy Clemson gonna have a time with that one.
Yeah, he is. So he's chopping them up already.
There's a study that found that chewing on a pencil gives you a brain boost. Improves your memory and might help you focus. There's somebody that eats pins in this building.
You feel like chewing on pencils?
He meant isses.
Dang it. How about a number two pencil?
Penises. Okay, thanks.
Just looked at you.
She just looked at me like, what the hell did you just say?
I just had a look on her face.
Penises. Number two pencil, that's fun, I know.
She looked like Trump looking at the lady who
hit
him in the mouth.
If they sell at Walmart, they sell them doo-doo pocketbooks, you know, like the poo emoji, then why don't they make a number two pencil? It looks like a long turd with the little graphite coming out of the end. That'd be fun. You'd win all the pencil fights then.
So this study was conducted in South Korea, and they found that chewing on pencils could improve your memory and help you focus, and people did better on cognitive tests when they were told to chew on a wooden...
Ticonderoga.
Wow.
Which is kind of random.
I mean, but that's like, that's what dentists will tell you. Of course, you know, no one ever agrees on anything, but dentists will say that, like, screws up the structure of your... Whatever that's called.
And how does that help you think better?
Jawline. Yeah. I think.
Nobody disagrees like trainers.
So. According to this, they think that it improves your blood flow to your brain and releases an antioxidant called GSH.
Yeah, but like, what about lead poisoning? Or it just don't taste good.
George Halas.
You know, everybody knew the kid had bite marks in the pencil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, even then, I was like,
ew.
Ugh.
Let me borrow your pencil. Like, not until you put a rubber grip over the teeth marks.
Oh, man, I love those things. You get those at the Scholastic Fair.
Now they got erasers that smell good.
Do you ever use pencils anymore? Or do you...
No.
No. I don't... Yeah, no.
But I have a nice sharpener, too. Just don't ever get to use it.
You have a nice... What does that mean? You have a nice...
It plugs into the wall.
Oh, that's one of those electric. Nice ones.
Because I got...
Did
you know,
get it from Gosling?
No.
Yeah.
I should have, though. I love their breakers. I got the Colors of the World pencils. I was going to, because I got a Golden Girls
Somebody's coloring. Been Epcot.
I got a Golden Girls coloring book as a gift. I was going to make Spanish Golden Girls, Black Golden Girls, white guys, you know, but like, just, I never got a chance to do it. It's just.
I'm too busy.
Yeah. Got the white ones taken care of, though, I bet, didn't you? Yeah.
Forget about it.
They're already colored. You know, because they're blank.
And I was just going to give them to people as gifts.
But you're not, like, coloring page paper is like ash gray. Like, it's not like white paper traditionally. It's like at a, you know, some kind of compressed. When have you just fart?
No.
Okay, I heard a noise.
You'll know when I do it because I'll be sitting on your face.
That compressed. Well, you give me 5 cents then, buddy.
I'll trip you and sit on your cheek.
Oh, Paige, that's crazy. That's crazy. I don't think it's good. I disagree with that.
I'm sorry about that.
No. Plus, that guy that shot the jukebox, he's going to get kicked out of the bar.
Oh, Bubba.
He'll never go back.
Bubba. Well, he ended up becoming a cop down in Louisiana.
He'll probably have to wait like a month or two, and they'll let him back in the bar, I'm sure, when it's all over. Generally, that, you know.
Come on back.
Come on back.
Can't bring your gun with you, though.
Yeah. Got to behave. We got the karaoke machine working again, so you can sing whatever stupid song you want to sing.
Hey, don't hate on karaoke. I remind you, it's my rejoin week, so I got a couple of your favorites.
Ooh,
saved.
Ooh, yay.
Where you've sung songs.
No, I'm not hating on karaoke, but you know how some people get. They're just like, that's my song. Don't sing my song. That's my song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and that's your Ice Guys headline.
I'll be time for some more karaoke.
She won't do it. I told she won't do it. My mom, she won't sing anymore. Which,
dang it, man.
I haven't heard her singing forever because she won't. She had a beautiful voice. Like, I mean, where, you know, it's like, it's kind of morbid, but I heard so many old women when I was a kid say, when I die, Mary, I want you to sing at my funeral. Like, I mean, she probably, if she charged, we would have left Pomell a long time.
I
want
to hear her sing some Baby Billy or some Big Sean.
Baby Billy?
Oh, the Big Sean.
I don't fool you. I don't fool
you. Know, I'm stupid. I don't fool with you. Got a million other things I'd rather flipping dude.
Flipping dude, the fool with you.
And to be fooling with you.
I don't fool. I don't fool.
It's the edited version. Fat boy, what is up in sports?
You know how the Knicks games will have Celebrity Row? They'll tell you who's watching the game.
Who's watching the game? Who's there? And it's, if they have a shoe contract, they get to get it on camera real easily.
Well, last night we had a celebrity puker courtside. I'll tell you who it was. They didn't refer to the person by name during the broadcast. But all the videos that go around X and all you socials.
They showed it on TV?
And we got it for you. We got the video.
Did it get all the way to the court? Like they have to clean up the actual...
Oh, yeah, courtside. Oh. They had to stop the game for 15 minutes.
Oh, Lord, how embarrassing.
And they wasn't paying over to the... They had to remove the person in a wheelchair.
God bless. Drunk as hell. Was it Jelly Roll?
No, it was not Jelly Roll. Okay. I don't know that... I haven't seen Jelly Roll since he lost his 150-plus pounds.
Well, you didn't see that commercial with him in shorts?
No, he's in shorts now?
Yeah.
Why is he ripping off my gimmick?
I've never seen him wearing pants. Not like that. I mean, I've seen him wearing shorts.
You met him more than me.
All right. Sports next. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. I'm trying to get my spit together here.
Ooh.
Let me see. I don't need this anymore.
Okay.
This day in sports history, way back. Oh, 1985.
That increases my chances of getting it.
Talk about 40 years ago. Peter Uberoth reinstated these two Hall of Famers.
I know it already.
Because they had been banned from baseball after accepting PR jobs with casinos.
Bally's was the casino in Vegas, and that would be Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle.
You, sir, are correct.
It's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
And what's ironic is Bally's bought all the regional sports networks that were showing baseball games for the past two or three years. Now it's FanDuel Sports Network.
So was Bally's all Midway was who made like Pac-Man and Donkey Kong and all the arcade games. So, yep. But then they became Bally Midway. So is that like, did they buy them, I wonder, for like the advancement in casino machines?
Ooh, I don't know. Same company,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Bally Midway. They merged it. Bally Midway.
So what's in that cauldron over there? Paige, you don't need to look at this because you're mixing up some kind of drink. Some kind of drink.
Probably alcohol in it.
This might, probably, knowing her.
Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
Celebrity Row at the Knicks games, they'll always show you who's here, who's out and about. But courtside last night.
God, was it Spike?
No, it wasn't Spike.
Oh, man, I would love that because I don't like
it. Not too far from Spike. It was a former SNL cast member and comedian.
Oh, no.
Who might have gotten into an accident with a big box retailer years ago.
Oh, man.
Tracy Morgan, look at him.
I don't want to see that, man.
He already went once. There he goes again. Puking all over the floor.
Oh, God.
They said he was bleeding at the nose, too.
Oh, man.
Look, they got him in a wheelchair. They got to wheel him out.
So, was he just drunk, or was this some kind of?
It's just like a health problem if he's bleeding at the nose.
See, I don't know. I haven't gotten an update.
I know some people have bled from the nose, and it didn't involve.
Oh.
But you know, he was.
Toot-toot.
15 minutes. They delayed it. Yeah, nobody went to the hospital. Nobody said.
Man.
It says a health scare.
He didn't have a stroke or anything, did he?
I don't think so. Like, I don't know what happens when you have a stroke. Do you start puking?
I don't know.
Don't you just kind of turn one way and you can't
turn
back? Don't you get that lean going on?
I don't know.
God bless him.
You get that lean Fat Joe talked about?
Dang. That sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
He looked real bad on the SNL thing, I thought. The SNL 50.
I don't remember he was on it.
He was on that awful Jeopardy bit.
Yeah, that could have been a lot better. You got Eddie Murphy playing too many parts.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for some people to even get into Knicks games, like Charles Oakley, because they kick some celebrities out. But
God, he played for them.
Yeah, and still wouldn't let him back in, which is weird. It's funny that, you know, I sent you that picture last night of a certain celebrity in attendance in his green shirt for St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was credited as former wrestling promoter. Vince McMahon was at the Knicks game last night.
God.
There are more rumblings coming out about he and Shane possibly starting their own deal. And I don't know if you believe Vince Russo or not.
Absolutely not.
But he says there are big names in both AEW and the WWE right now that would jump ship if the McMahons started a new promotion.
Of course they would, because they would be outpaying them where they are. But I don't think it's without that machine, it's not. I mean, even now what they've done since Vince has been gone, the way they've grown that business it's ran so well.
But they're saying now that, you know, that even the low card guys are making the million downside guarantee. You think would Vince give everybody that if they jumped?
I mean, look at what Turner was paying out when Vince was paying out big money. They was paying them stupid, stupid money.
Yep. I don't know, like, what Vince's situation is. Is he cleared federally? I know he settled the one thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still getting investigated.
I tell you what, this picture you sent, he looks more like his old self than he's looked in a long time.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
I felt he was a little skinny at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know if he bulked up a little.
Shaved that dumb mustache off. It reminds me of like when Jordan had the Hitler mustache here for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't catch hell for that.
Uh-uh.
I mean, he couldn't.
Well, I mean, he could have called it a chaplain.
I would love to see Vince come back. I'm going to be honest. It's going to be hard for me to hate the guy ever. But it's also hard to deny what he allegedly.
That's true.
Can he come back?
Yeah, I mean, if he clears whatever he's got to clear federally, I imagine he's going to try to make a run at something. Being a promotion or maybe the entertainment side of things. I don't know. You don't have.
Wouldn't you just like? I mean, because he sold all his stock, so he's got hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, what is that in someone like that? I would be like, you know what? This was somehow the universe or whatever stepping in saying, I need to retire now.
But you know how his work ethic is.
I know. That's like, people that get it.
People that know Vince will tell you he hates sleeping and getting sick.
Yeah.
And he's always working. Let me talk about a guy who runs on a couple hours of sleep a day.
I love sleeping, but hate getting sick.
We out of here, man. I would like to see him make a comeback. Make it happen. Shane is well-liked in the business.
Would it cause a rift if he came back with the other people that are in management now? I mean,
but you know, would Paul stay with WWE? Imagine he would.
If he, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this
would
is,
he even be welcome?
This is wrestling we're talking about. Where Vince McMahon got sued by Sable for sexual harassment, settled, then hires her back to do a sexual harassment angle.
Yep.
Where he kisses her on part of the TV show, and she went along with it. So nothing would shock me.
That family's a lot closer than people think still, I think, even through all this.
If Tony Khan was, I think, smart, he would sell it to them and let them fix that.
He should, but his ego gets in the way.
Oh, yeah.
Of his booking.
Yes, sir. All right.
And his comments he's made about Ted Turner in the past, Tony Khan.
What'd he say?
Well, you pretty much like, you know, if Ted was as good at, you know, running wrestling as he was, you know, he'd still have a company. But, you know, he's also got a form of dementia and made a ton of money already, so.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Eventually you need to retire and enjoy why you've worked so hard, I think.
But, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but it was something along those
lines.
But
then again, like, my grandma and grandpa both retired, had a beach house, and still went back and got jobs because they were bored.
Couldn't wrestle, though, could they?
My grandma could. She could. All right. Thank you, Fat Boy, I think.
You shouldn't Thez Press.
We will. No, she was no actor. We will take a break. You get that, Thespian?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll take a break.
Thesbo.
When we come back, they don't like being they called don't. That.
It's like, what was the one we said yesterday for little people? It was, I can't remember what
Dang
it was.
Dang it.
Was it Angry Midget?
No.
It was one of those. I can't remember.
It was something where it was kind of like
Bojangles, Texas. What was it, man?
Mixing the two together. It was some kind of fun little thing. I don't know. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some. You want to holler at us on the phones? You can do that. You can text us or call us 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.